Hello, we are reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, volume 1, page 165. It's in a speech for the completion of the Zohar. It turns out from our words. You can ask questions during the lesson. Speech for the completion of the Zohar, writings of Bala Sulam. Page 165, it follows.
Let's go.
It follows that our generation is the generation of the days of the Messiah. This is why we have been granted the redemption of our holy land from the hands of the foreigners. We have also been rewarded with the revelation of the Book of Zohar, which is the beginning of the realization of the verse, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and they shall teach no more, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them." Yet with those two, we have only been rewarded with the giving from the Creator, but we have not received anything into our own hands. Instead, we have been given a chance to begin with the work of the Creator, to engage in Torah and mitzvot lishma for her sake. Then we will be granted the great success that is promised to the generation of the Messiah, which all the generations before us didn't know. And then we will be rewarded with the time of reception of both the complete attainment and the complete redemption.
What happens in this world is a copy only of spiritual states. That's why, truthfully, it doesn't matter what happens here with, let's say, the nation of Israel, the state of Israel, this land that we live on, and so on and so on. Especially in that generation, the last generation, where everything has to take place only in intention and not in deeds. As we speak about the temple, we have to build that spiritual partsuf, that whole partsuf that includes all created beings, all the souls, everything the Creator created, that whole desire has to be aimed in order to bestow to one another and to Him. So we're not speaking about specific states that happen here that were dividing the country of Israel and the people of Israel and whoever lives here or not. We are not taking that into account at all. We're not relating to it at all. I don't think it'll also, any result of it will happen in this world, because we are all uplifting towards spirituality and going into a spiritual state, as he writes. Where does he write that? Bala Sulam, and then this world will rise to the degree of the upper world. He writes such words. Find it. And that's why what you are hearing here, the land of Israel, the people of Israel, the meaning is spiritual concepts that stand behind these words. According to root and branch, we are returning to the roots. Keep going.
Thus we have thoroughly explained our sage's reply to the question, how is it possible to adhere to him? Which, they said, means adhere to his quality. This is true for two reasons. One, spiritual dikut, adhesion, is not in proximity of place, but in equivalence of form. Two, since the soul was separated from his self only because of the will to receive, which the Creator had imprinted in it, once he separated the will to receive from it, it naturally returned to the previous dvikut with his self. However, all this is in theory. In fact, they have not answered anything with the explanation of adhering to his qualities, which means to separate the will to receive, imprinted in the nature of creation, and arriving at the desire to bestow the opposite of its nature. What we explained, that one who is drowning in the river should grip the rope firmly, and before he engages in Torah and mitzvot lishma in a way that he will not return to folly, it is not considered gripping the rope firmly. The question returns, where will one find motivation to wholeheartedly exert solely to bring contentment to one's maker? After all, one cannot make a single movement without any benefit for himself, like a machine cannot work without fuel. If there is no self-benefit, but only contentment to his maker, he will have no fuel to work. The answer is that anyone who sufficiently attains his greatness, the bestowal he bestows upon him, is inverted into reception.
Like in the example of a bride and groom, that instead of him giving her a ring, she gives him something. And it's considered as if he gave it to her because he was willing to receive it from her. As great he was, his reception is like giving.
As it is written in Masechet Kiddushim, with an important person, when the woman gives him money, it is regarded for her as reception, and she is sanctified, wedded. So it is with the Creator. If one achieves his greatness, there is no greater reception than contentment to one's Maker. This is sufficient fuel to toil and wholeheartedly exert to bring contentment to him.
Meaning we only have one problem, to feel the greatness of the Creator, who we are dealing with. Yeah.
But clearly, as long as one has not sufficiently attained his greatness, he will not regard giving contentment to the Creator as reception enough for him to give one's heart and soul to the Creator. Therefore, each time he truly aims only to bring contentment to his Maker and not to himself, he will immediately lose the strength to work, as he will be like a machine without fuel, since one cannot move a limb without drawing some benefit to oneself. It is even more so with such great labor as given one's heart and soul, as dictated in the Torah. Undoubtedly, he will not be able to do so without drawing some reception of pleasure for himself. Indeed, obtaining his greatness in a measure that bestowal becomes reception, as mentioned concerning an important person, is not at all difficult. Everyone knows the greatness of the Creator, who created everything and consumes everything, without a beginning and without an end, and whose sublimity is endless. Yet the difficulty in that is that the measure of the greatness does not depend on the individual, but on the environment.
Wait, PT-19?
Good morning, Rav.
Tzvika.
Look, I don't like to tell you this, but you know, it sounds like totally fantastic. Can I adhere to the Creator?
in the Creator means to adhere to His measures, His virtues.
What are measures, qualities? What are His qualities?
Let's say your boss at work is a big thief, and you want to be like him, so you become a small thief.
Look, it sounds to me like he says to separate the will to receive inherent in his nature of his creation and come to the will to bestow, which is opposite from his creation.
Yeah.
You know, when I read this, I tell myself, wow, it sounds like total fantasy to me. How can I acquire the qualities of the Creator?
Not completely, but gradually, from easy to difficult, you start bestowing and you reach love of others, and by this you equalize with the Creator.
What is the essence of this operation? How do I know that I can get there? Because it sounds totally opposite.
You check yourself according to as much as you love the others, you discover more that the Creator is revealing Himself towards you. Because by this, you're building an image of the Creator.
Yes, but I'm trying to think, my qualities suddenly become the qualities of the Creator? I can get to His level?
Yes. That's called, in the name of the Lord will be to you. The form of the Creator will be upon you.
And then it says the whole earth will be full of the knowledge of the Creator, and they will not teach anymore?
That the entire will to receive, called the land, will get a form of bestowal and love.
And then they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them? Children will know it too?
I don't know what you mean, small and big, but each one, each and every desire to receive will be corrected in order to bestow. If you're asking about children, yes, from integrating the adults and children, everybody will be aimed towards bestowing. And all these things will be corrected, one towards the other, one towards the other, even though children... they will already be born in the form of bestowal. We will influence them in such a way.
Was there ever a time when children were in bestowal, meaning women and children too, or is it only fantasy?
That's what's written, that even children that were 6 years old knew from north to south in all of the land of Israel, they knew the laws of sanctity, of impurity and sanctity, meaning what it is in order to bestow and what it is in order to receive.
So now we're returning there again?
Let's hope we're getting there.
PT 33.
Anybody there? No. So take the question mark. Oh, there is.
No.
Well.
Orem tishal.
Tov.
Okay, erase them, that's it. They don't ask, suddenly they wanted to ask, and they don't. Okay. Neve, keep going.
So we'll go back one paragraph. Indeed. Indeed, obtaining his greatness in a measure that bestowal becomes reception, as mentioned concerning an important person, is not at all difficult. Everyone knows the greatness of the Creator, who created everything and consumes everything without a beginning and without an end, and whose sublimity is endless.
Meaning, what's disturbing us from feeling the force of the Creator, the greatness of the Creator, and then we'll do all actions correctly, we'll organize our whole life correctly. Without the pandemic, without any problems and troubles, what's disturbing us? If there's such a great force in nature, and we can use it, the problem is that we can only use it in the form through our connection. That's the problem. Yeah?
Yet the difficulty in that is that the measure of the greatness does not depend on the individual, but on the environment. For example, even if one is filled with virtues, but the environment does not appreciate him as such, he will always be low-spirited and will not be able to take pride in his virtues, although he has no doubt that they are true.
Meaning none of us can on his own reach an action of bestowal if he won't discover the good force towards the Creator, and he can only reveal him if he is connected to the environment that gives him the recognition of the greatness of the Creator. Yes?
And conversely, a person with no merit at all, but the environment respects him as though he is virtuous, that person will be filled with pride, since the measure of importance and greatness is given entirely to the environment. When a person sees that the environment slights his work and does not properly appreciate his greatness, he cannot overcome the environment. Thus, he cannot obtain his greatness and become negligent during his work like them. Since he does not have the basis for obtaining his greatness, he will obviously not be able to work in order to bring contentment to his Maker and not to himself. For he will have no motivation to exert, and if you did not labor and find, do not believe. The only advice for this is either to work for oneself or not to work at all. Since bestowing contentment upon his Maker will not be for him tantamount to reception.
He won't feel any uplifting from it, any forces, an impulse, because the environment doesn't supply it to him. And where can a person take it from? Yeah?
Now you can understand the verse, "In the multitude of people is the king's glory." Since the measure of the greatness comes from the environment under two conditions. One, the extent of the appreciation of the environment. Two, the size of the environment. Thus, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. Because of the great difficulty in the matter, our sages advised us, make for yourself a rav, a teacher, and buy yourself a friend. This means that one should choose for oneself an important and renowned person to be his Rav, and from him he will be able to come to engaging in Torah and Mitzvot in order to bring contentment to his Maker. This is so because there are two extenuations concerning one's Rav. One, since he is an important person, the student can bestow contentment upon him based on the sublimity of his Rav, since bestowal becomes as reception for him. This is a natural fuel, so one can always increase his acts of bestowal. Once a person grows accustomed to engaging in bestowal upon the Rav, He can transfer it to engaging in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma toward the Creator, since habit becomes a second nature. Two, equivalence of form with the Creator does not help if it is not forever. Until he who knows the mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly. This is not so with equivalence of form with his Rav. Since his Rav is in this world within time, equivalence of form with him helps even if it is only temporary.
34. PT 34.
Good morning, Rav. Can we begin to bring contentment to the Creator even if we don't have the intention initially?
Of course. Of course. If you participate in all actions of society, you disseminate, and by this you are disseminating the name of the Creator in the world, His plan in the world. That gives contentment to the Creator directly. He wants to be revealed in everybody. You are disseminating to everybody this knowledge. You are bringing humanity closer to Him. Please, it's all open.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
When he's born, he says that nature is good and everything's perfect. Why is it in it enough to get the greatness of the Creator? Why must the environment give him to him?
What does it have to do with it? A person can't get greatness of the Creator if he doesn't have a vessel for it. He needs an environment that with them he builds this vessel. A spiritual vessel is in order to bestow. In order to bestow, we can only do if we connect 10 egoists together and they all attempt to bestow to one another. So you have Aviut, that's your ego, and above the ego, the restriction and the Masach, is there attempts to bestow? And in such a way, the Creator can be revealed.
So what is the spiritual greatness of the Creator that I have to receive?
The intensity of the upper light that's revealed in the vessel, that you, in your efforts, in your connection with the friends, you give him a place to be revealed. And according to that intensity of his revelation, you can say whether he's big, small, or what style.
Something completely internal. It's not the greatness of ordinary people, which is nature or something. It's very internal.
Right, it's his correct form. And what we feel nature is still, it's a still. It's his appearance on the still level. We can also influence that, by the way. If we raise ourselves to a spiritual degree, from that degree, we can bestow and influence the lower degree, because it's that same Creator. But then by our corrections on the higher degree, we will bestow to natural corrections on our body degree.
Another question. Rabbi says that a person comes to the, when he comes to a meeting of friends, he has to have nourishments, he has to demand reward. What does he mean? What can I ask of the Creator? Can I tell him, let me feel your greatness, let me feel your importance?
Obviously, that too. The greatness of the friends, importance of the friend. You can turn to the Creator with everything you want, because He is the source for the good force and the bad force.
Isn't it considered as setting conditions in order to receive? Let me see your greatness, otherwise I can't do anything?
No, He created you to begin with in a way that you can't do anything except by turning to Him. That's why He created these things in a way that you will always be dependent on Him. That's called that you reach dvikut, adhesion to Him, with Him. That's it. So then I discover that without Him, I can do anything. That is called that I discover that I'm lacking Him in every moment. And then I'm constantly turning to Him and demanding and demanding. Then by that I discover vessels that He will be revealed and revealed. And like that, we reach adhesion. You think you discover that you can do something on your own?
No, there's a fear that it might be egoistic. If you give me your greatness, your importance.
It depends. What are you asking it for? The goal is, what's the purpose? Why are you asking for forces, for greatness? Anything you want, why are you asking it for? If it's in order to bestow contentment through the friends back to Him, so that's accepted.
Ken Niv.
Yes, Niv.
Previously, in the lesson, we said that a person shouldn't make himself dependent on others if it seems to him like they don't want to reach the goal he can reach, because anyone who falls, falls in his own fault.
It's a very beginning period, at least for that, for now.
Okay, because here he writes that when a person sees how his environment slights his work and don't appreciate his greatness properly, he cannot overcome the environment, and he too cannot obtain his greatness, his sublimity.
Correct, that's also a condition.
So either a person says that my environment, you know, if I fault them, it's, I'm faulting my own fault, and I can reach the goal even though I think they slide it.
No, I turn to the Creator. I don't say that we're reaching the goal, but I can turn to Him and ask for forces that He will help me work on the friends.
So, in that state too, when I think they're sliding, I can still ask the Creator to do what?
I can turn to the Creator in a way that I ask for forces from Him to work on the friends and make a whole group from them. Okay? No more questions. Beautiful. Everybody today is calm.
We also talked about bestowing contentment on the basis of the greatness of his love, so we can bestow upon the love. What does that mean?
What he thinks that is good for his teacher, that his Rav will be joyful, that he brings him, he serves him. Yeah. It's known in religion and Hasidut and all those things.
And what is it for us?
Don't give me gifts and anything, but relate to the Rav as the Creator. It's all to the Creator.
Here he says that precisely because his love is in this world and he can, so even though it's not permanent,
the friends, the group, the friends, leave me alone. Let me live, you know. Otherwise I'm going to have to do something for you. I'm going to have to give you spirituality, get to introduce the Creator. I don't want that.
Yeah, but there's a means here. I don't get it. If I bestow upon the friends, it doesn't necessarily mean that I will get the importance of the love in my eyes, and then I could do things that are still regarded as reception.
You want to do something good for me?
Yes.
Do it. Study every morning. Perform Yeshivat Chavarim during the day. Come to the evening lesson. Disseminate adhesion with the friends, everything that relates to building society and filling it with the upper light. That's it. That's what you can do for me. That'll do me good. Except for that, I have everything. I don't need anything. Okay?
Very well.
Great. We have a guy there that is waiting for us. Yes. Mister.
Okay, today's schedule, it'll begin at 10 with Owen and Rav from 10 to 10:30, and then at 10:30, the content people.
I don't hear you. What's going on? We can't hear you.
Why can't you hear me?
Also now we can't hear you.
Oops, sorry.
Oh, you see?
Yeah, all right. The settings of the computer. So again, at 10, we'll begin with Owen and Ra from 10 to 10:30. Then from 10:30 to 11:30, there will be a meeting of a content team with Rav. And then from 6:45 to 7:30, a Shivat Chavarim, and we'll continue to a song.
Her insanın yüreği bir sözü demek ister. Her insanın canı bir yolda gitmek ister. Her seher insan durur, hoşbak olmak çalışır. Bu fikri özünle her yola o aparır. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir tadı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, ancak onu isteyirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz çalışırık. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz sevinirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. İstirik biz ancak tüm dünya hoşbakt olsun. Her canın yüreğinde sevgi canında olsun. Ancak bu güzel yolda yürek çoklu sevinir. İnsan insana sevgi dost kardeş olar. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir adı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, ancak onu isteyirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz çalışırız. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz sevinirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir can örek olmak isterim. Bir can örek olmak isterim. Bir can örek olmak isterim. Bir can örek olmak isterim. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Birlik birlik, lay lay lay lay.